You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell. Local sports, national sports. The G-Cat is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, settle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Live at the TPC of Louisiana over on the West Bank, as it is media day for the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, which is coming up in April. We'll speak with Steve Worthy, tournament director. Oh, there may be a big announcement or two. Some names you may know. We will hear it first before anywhere else. That's coming up either at the end of this hour or in hour number two. Looking forward and excited about that as well. Always happy when we get to broadcast here during the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Pepito, you found your way over on the West Bank to make it over here.
I did. I'm surrounded by a lot of green,
it's a lot of water. Golf course.
I didn't see tripod. I asked about tripod when I walked in.
We will go see if you can find tripod and who will win the race between the alligator and Pepito. That is something we'll be looking forward to as well. Hour number two, Juan Kincaid's going to join us and talk about the question of the day, which we've thrown out there. We'll give to you in a matter of about 30 seconds that has to do with the Saints. We'll have a little bit back and forth here as well between him. And also don't forget, hour two, between one and two, rapid fire is what we're calling it, right? So shots fired.
There you go. There you go.
Which is basically rapid fire because we're going to be going back and forth. Brian and Nola East on Tuesdays, hour number two. We'll go back and forth and hear some of the things that are on his mind and perhaps some of the things that are, well, bothering you.
It kind of does bother me.
There are always at least a handful of things that do bother you for you. 215, Daniel Salerson of the Pelicans Radio Network. Oh, can the win streak get to nine? I don't know. We will be able to tell you. But hour number one of the Sports Hangover is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't forget, folks, don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Don't be in, make sure to go, check them out online at thekinginjuryfirm.com. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied because the news just sort of broke over from KFAN, 100.3 over there in Minnesota. March 14th, which is a week from tomorrow, free agency begins.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we know with free agency, it's going to be some big news. And yesterday we talked about the two teams in which Kirk Cousins, the quarterback that used to be for the Redskins, still cutting a tickle there or whatever, it's down to two teams, right? Broncos would believe to maybe be one of them, but after the combine and before that, Brian, you and I were texting back and forth. Baker Mayfield is just shooting up and down the charts, and they like him. Miami likes him, all these different things. So it's down to two teams, the Jets and the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 because we're going to discuss with Juan Kincaid in hour number two in the opening segment of Shots Fired. If, as I suggested yesterday, does the idea of Carson Wentz and the Eagles and Jared Goff for the Rams and possibly Kirk Cousins with the Vikings make me maybe change my philosophy when it comes to the draft and free agency to maybe go defense heavy? Maybe not where I've been the last several weeks and go, kind of best player still I think is available. But maybe, as I've been mentioning, does that make me even more, I better have a quarterback ready in 2 or 3 years. I don't know if that changes the mentality or philosophy or not, but the big news coming out of KFAN in Minnesota is
3 years, $91 million, fully guaranteed contract for your boy Kirk Cousins. Now, I was hearing about this, that it was pretty much the Vikings yesterday. I did not know the numbers were going to be like this. 3 years, $91 million, all guaranteed, the first of its kind in the NFL since in the salary cap era.
Mm-hmm. And we always say that the guaranteed money is the big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do the math, our director of mathematics here at the Sports Hangover, 91 divided by 3, Pepita, what would that sort of be? What does that work out to be? Here we go. He's using the abacus.
30.33.
3. That's a lot of money. He would be the first $30 million quarterback. Now, Aaron Rodgers is said to be waiting on the Kirk Cousins deal before he then signs his deal with the Green Bay Packers. So you would imagine, obviously, oh, by the way, Tom Condon's his agent there as well. The reason I'm asking is because, again, we're getting close to the 14th, and what everyone knows is that is the date and deadline that Drew Brees suggested he'd like to get his deal done. And it's not even just because he would like to get it done. It's the team needs to get it done, Brian. There's a certain number that the team doesn't want the next day on Thursday.
That 18 mil cap hit that's going to hit on Thursday, which I think is the starting point for Drew Brees. I mean, you're already going to pay 18 mil either way. You might as well start here with me.
Well, again, we've been saying, and again, this Kirk Cousins deal, the extension for Nudelar, Matt Ryan, you know, Aaron Rodgers extension, all these different things, I think, don't have any bearing on Drew Brees. And it's crazy. People are still suggesting. I saw over the weekend CBSSports.com had, well, what if he did change teams? They had him in a Dolphins jersey. That's not happening. Both sides have it to work. And per the reports last week, they were supposed to meet over the weekend. So I got to imagine, Brian, no leakage has come from that. But it's probably just a simple, hey, the basis, the parameters already done, right? I mean, that chat doesn't take very long. Is it 2 years, 3 years? And then does it matter a little bit longer than that or from that aspect of it? No, you already kind of know what it is. And then you just, it's maybe incentive base. Is it a player option? Is it, hey, if we go to the Super Bowl, is it, you know, playoff wins, 4,000 yards, what have you? Probably a way to do that. Now, the only thing I will say that maybe does change is how much of it is guaranteed. And when you see a deal like Kirk Cousins, in which all 91 is guaranteed, does Drew Brees now come back and go, all right, I'll do the 2 year, 23, 24, but it's guaranteed?
See, I was thinking along those lines anyway, and I got called an idiot a couple of weeks ago on Twitter when I said this, but I suggested that maybe Drew Brees does a 2 year deal, even if it's at 30 mil total, that you do a fully guaranteed deal, and now for the next 2 years, you're guaranteed 30 mil no matter what happens. I think that's actually a better way to go if Brees is willing to lower his number instead of it being 23 and a half, 24 mil. Would you say, okay, we'll do a fully guaranteed deal, no matter what happens, you'll still get paid, but we'll lower that number to 18 mil each year? So now it's a $36 million deal instead of it being a $48 million
deal. But it's guaranteed.
But it's fully guaranteed.
All right, so what would be the difference then if it's a 2 years, $25 million? And so what you say is they wouldn't guarantee 50, they guarantee 36, 38 as it is normally.
Exactly. So you do a 3 year deal, maybe an option year, and the numbers will look like, well, 3 years, 54 mil. So everybody will be focused on the 54 mil. But the real issue that we know of is guaranteed money.
The first 2 years, he's at 18 million in the cap, and it's about 36 million.
Exactly.
And it gives you wiggle room in order to sign some other players and stuff. Because, Pepito, our question of the day that we've tweeted out there, it's an interesting one because Brian and I will definitely go back and forth in hour two. It's going to be one of your shots fired. And shots fired, in case you're figuring out what it's going to be.
It's rapid fire?
No, it's shots fired.
Oh, shots fired.
I messed up by calling it rapid fire originally.
Oh, wow.
See what I just did? I got him to do it too. Boom.
Which one is it?
It's called leadership.
Which one is it?
He's a busy man. He doesn't have time to, you know, follow your mistakes.
It's called shots fired.
That's leadership? That's leadership.
It's called shots fired.
My goodness.
Yeah, shocking that I mispronounced or misnamed something. So it is shots fired. But Pepito, our question of the day is real, real simple because it's one of four topics that we're going to go back and forth on. And one of those four topics is... And he's looking at me like he's
about to kill you.
Yeah, right, I am. I'm sure he's about to choke you.
Well, it's right there.
Here it is. Saints fans, comma, thoughts. Should there be a reunion between the Saints and Jimmy Graham? Like you couldn't read that just now. Because you typed it.
Should there be?
There's arguments for. There's arguments against.
Guess we'll find out in hour two.
Well, I find it interesting. We'll just tease this. Some members of the Saints feel a certain way. Mike Triplett of ESPN.com posted earlier this morning the headline, could Saints turn back to Jimmy Graham to fill the void he left at tight end? And in that article, he puts some screen captures, right, and tweets. Mark Ingram. What is he doing?
Oh, double deuce. You know, running over 1,000 yards. He's got the praying hands up there because he's trying to say.
Not one set of praying hand emojis.
Four.
Of praying hand emojis.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he also said, when it the news first broke and he saw it, they ain't going to like this.
Who's they?
I would hope he's defenses. Talking about the, you know, defenses. Oh, maybe okay. The rest of the NFL.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Cam Jordan, he posted something that Jimmy Graham actually responded to, ha, 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 to crying, laughing emojis. Good times, bro. What did Cam Jordan put out there, well, if you remember?
Well, you know, normally I can't see it because I'm blocked, but Good thing I have, you know, the power of technology. And it says, great times, only saying king of the air, that'd be Drew.
Mm-hmm.
The premier pedigree posterizer, that'd be Jimmy Graham, equals makes times even better. Keep us in mind. And he's got the arms crossed like the Wakanda thing from the Black Panther movie. And okay. Just saying, Jimmy might want to take
in
a
mind.
Trip.
Again, let's see how this plays out. And again, the argument for or against, and we'll tease it because we'll go back and forth and debate this in hour number two, Brian. But we can tease this from this aspect as we go to break, right? Are you for or against a reunion?
I'm kind of on the fence, but I'm starting to see the light on why he should come back.
I'm against.
No surprise there.
I'm against. Pepito, throw your 2 cents in.
On the fence.
Or on the fence.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're leaning towards, you're on the fence.
I'm straddling the fence right now, but I mean, if I fell, I'd fall on the side for it.
Joey, for or against or on the fence?
I want Jimmy Graham in Cleveland.
So he's not on the fence.
No. He's against because I was not expecting that. That was funny. All right, good. Well, chime in at 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio. No, choking now.
Exactly. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's what happens when you laugh and you're actually swallowing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little mouth to mouth, Peter. What do you think?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. You could. So if my life was on the line, it'd be the sports hangover with Brian and Pepito. That's what I'm kind
of
feeling.
Yeah, of course it would be.
We changed the name out of respect, but yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't keep it, huh?
No.
All right. There's a national morning show. They still kept the name out of respect. You would change it out of respect.
Out of respect. Yeah.
But we would actually keep your name in the title.
Yeah,
you would, fun
huh?
of you.
Yeah, it'd be with Gus Kattengale in spirit.
Yeah.
We just add in spirit to us.
You know what?
With Kattengale's carcass.
We're going to have a chat here during this break. When we come back, there's a game tonight. Kind of a big one. We'll discuss that. Pels and the Clippers. What's online? What's at stake? And shocking, who won the NBA Player of the Month award? We'll tell you that next on ESPN New Orleans. Time, folks. KingInjuryFirm.com. Oh, fellas. Lots of responses at ESPN Radio NOLA already. Our question of the day, real simple. Should the Saints and Jimmy Graham have a reunion? You ready for this, Brian? Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to change your argument or not.
Okay.
I don't know. Connor, if it doesn't break the bank, yes. Jared, yes. Drew's numbers would go up like SpaceX. Saints offense could attack the seams once again. Red zone weapons aren't easy to find. Raymond Reeves says, no, good ones in the draft that avoid the cap hit. Candied Crunchberry says, yes,
nice.
So we don't draft one. Then he says, Gus, mock draft, go. I say best defensive lineman, offensive lineman available, or a quarterback in the first round. Deep draft class this year. It's what I keep saying. There's a lot of good options to go in. CJ just is, he's bringing back something. The potato salad and cookie cake. Hashtag mustard free. I don't know. Is that,
I have
is
no
that
idea.
Delicious?
I have no idea.
Billy on Twitter. Oh, yeah.
They
didn't put the emoji or the gif of the Kool-Aid man. You know,
which would have been great.
Yeah,
I bet he had Macho Man Randy Savage would have been better.
You could have done that one. Give me one. Come on, you can do it.
Okay, brother, listen. Oh, yeah. Dig it. There Jimmy Graham coming back. Yeah.
Stop it. No, he's not. The West Bank Houdet, yes, because I can wear my jersey again. So there you go.
That's a good reason.
There is a reason for doing it. Battleship Ernst says, of course, why not? Something blocking. That's the problem, though. He's not a blocker. I mean,
it's Jimmy Graham.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and we're going to talk about this in an hour or two, go back and forth, reasons for and against, right? But I was on, Saints-Falcons game one.
Yeah.
I was on in Atlanta on Sunday.
Okay.
On their pregame show. Before me was a Seahawks beat guy. And he couldn't, I think specifically he said he couldn't wait for Jimmy Graham to leave.
Yeah.
B, he's tired of his lackadaisical attitude and how he doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
He went through about seven things to the point where the Atlanta radio host actually said something around the nature of, like, are you going to actually give him a present for Christmas that's two ticket airlines or something? He's like, he couldn't stand him. So, again, I just will debate in hour two some of the reasons why I feel that way. But I always say this. I get there's cap. I get there's this and the left. If he is what a lot of Saints fans believe that he can be if he comes back,
mm-hmm.
red zone target, deep threat downfield,
mm-hmm.
offensive weapon,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to make the playoffs and the Seahawks were, why are you not keeping him?
That is a good question, and I think I can only answer it by saying this. One, cap room. Seahawks have none. They have roughly right around $14 million right now.
Okay.
They have
the
no
Saints
cap room.
Aren't any that much different.
$32 million in cap space. What yeah. moves to be made? There's still a determination that needs to be made on Nick Fairley and what happens with his money as far as the guarantee with that. You can still make a few moves like more set. Those moves can give you back. So if the Saints want to make moves, they can get roughly around $50 million once it's $4 million. They have with a few moves made. And this is not on the Kirk Coleman contract. So they have roughly the $50 million that they play with.
Right, no doubt about it. When we come back, we will go to Reggie and continue our conversation as we'll continue along from the TPC of Louisiana. Sports Angle over on ESPN Orleans. Louisiana, as it is Zurich Media Day. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to be speaking with, of course, Steve Worthy, tournament director. Apparently some big names on the way coming. Looking forward to that. And again, hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't forget, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 504-909-KING and go online and check them out. KingInjuryFirm.com. All right. So obviously we'll continue with the news that will undoubtedly be a big storyline today with Kirk Cousins. Perhaps KFAN 100.3 over in Minneapolis. Brian and Elise with the big news. Once again, kind of remind folks.
That would be Kirk Cousins, 3 years, $91 million, but the contract fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. So we wonder, again, I don't think it's going to be in the 90s or anything like that nature for Drew Brees. I don't think it'll be a 3 year sort of deal. Or do you think it would be something like that? Again, to me, it's just two different situations, two different scenarios. And especially with the Saints having to, maybe want to add some different pieces and things of that nature. And I don't know. I just think it's two different areas and two different venues of where the players are, if that makes any sense to you. I'm still thinking 2 years, $25 million, somewhere along those lines is something that it would probably make the most sense. 23 to 25, 2 years now. The only caveat, like you and I have been talking about, is maybe since this deal is fully guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
maybe Drew Brees' 2 year deal is fully guaranteed.
I think it would make sense, especially if the Saints can lower the number that Brees may be asking for by fully guaranteeing the contract. Instead of you giving him a 3 year deal, maybe it's a 2 year deal with the 3rd year option, and you have some astronomical number like $54 million, you can shorten that number. Say, you know what, Drew, we'll give you $36 million fully guaranteed. So that makes it 2 years, $18 million each, which saves the Saints on cap space. And now you have the ability to go get some other players,
mm-hmm.
maybe a tight end.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to sort of look at it from that perspective. Of course, though, got some big news tonight as the Pels get back into action, taking on the Clippers, 9:30 Central Time. And you can hear that right here on ESPN New Orleans, including tomorrow's game against the King. So back-to-back nights here on ESPN New Orleans. You can check out the Kings. Let's kind of get into it and talk a little bit about it, Brian. As the Pels will be looking to get their 9th win in a row, here's the interesting aspect of it. Vegas, good old Vegas. Guess who they are favoring in this game?
Clippers.
By 2.5. Why do you think the Clippers are favored in this?
I'm going to go with home team. That's the only reason why. That's the only thing. And I think for Vegas looking at it, they're like 9 straight for the Pelicans. We don't know about that, so we'll give the Clippers the 2.5.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, again, the Clippers are in 9th, right? But just 2 games behind New Orleans. It's crazy when you think about it. The Pels today opening up play in the 4th spot in the Western Conference. Brian, it's nuts. Right now, again, in the fourth spot, we've talked about this repeatedly, though. Getting the amount of wins that you can is so crucial right now, as much as you can quickly, simply because you have a end to the month of March that is absolutely brutal. Including, as we said, that five-game homestand. Yes, it's a homestand, but again, it's only a home court advantage if you make it one, Pels fans. It's only a home court advantage if you're winning routinely at home. Pels have not done a bad job at home, but they seem to be playing well away. 19-14 overall in the season. Now 10 games above 500. It seemed like just yesterday, Brian, his team was going up and down. One game, 500, a game below 500.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you look at it, I mean, even yesterday, the Pels had the ability to be in third place if the Lakers take care of Portland, which they were up and came back and lost. Mm-hmm. And now you're in fourth place instead. You got the Clippers, as you said, two games behind. So, I mean, I think the Pels winning, and I believe it was Sean Kelly who came on Friday and said that it's not about the Pels, you know, winning to keep their playoff positioning as far as being a higher seed. It's to kind of put themselves that cushion between the lower seeded guys. So if you lose a few, you're still ahead of them,
right,
as far as the standings.
I'm not saying they're about to go on a five-game losing streak at the end of March or anything of that nature, but that is a tough deal that you have to go to. Pacers, Lakers, all in a row. Mavs, 3 days in a row. You have a lot of basketball in about 10 days.
Yeah, it's like seven games in 10 days or something like that.
And then when you end that homestand, by the way, you go to Houston.
Yeah.
Then you host Portland, and then you finish out the month at Cleveland.
Not an easy stretch by far.
So, again, it is a big game today. Now, you've had a little bit of rest, you know, enough to where I think, you know what, Monday and then going into it today. And Coach Gentry's been able to handle this. Brian, I asked this yesterday, and I'll ask you, and again, it's something maybe we can touch on in Shots Fired in hour number two. The job Alvin Gentry and Dell Demps have done, but in particular Alvin Gentry, the guy's gotten booed every time he's at home and by the home fans. Does he get booed Friday when Washington comes in town to the Smoothie King Center? Or do you think people have sort of changed a little bit on what he can do? Because he was brought in to do what? Pace, high-octane offense. We'll talk to Daniel Salerson at 2:15 specifically about, you know, what they're in the top five in the NBA in. And it's Alvin Gentry's offense. They're Pace, running it to a T right now, and they've won eight straight.
I think he doesn't get booed. I think the fans are finally starting to embrace him because the team is winning. And I think if they go into that game on a 10-game win streak, I think there's no way possible that Alvin Gentry gets booed. But I will say this, even Jay Hargrave has said if they continue this, he'll hand deliver Alvin Gentry's contract extension.
Ooh, well, if they continue if they win the rest of the games,
they
the
have
rest
to
of the season?
Playoff is a must. But he said if they can make the playoffs and even win a round in the playoffs, he would hand deliver the extension. I want to see this happen.
Yeah, I do want to see that too. Some of the games around the association that we'll keep focus on as well. Rockets and Thunder tonight. That ought to be a good one. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Pels and Clippers, game two, the doubleheader on TNT. Game one is Rockets and Thunder. That ought to be an exciting game to watch as well. So go home, put on your TNT, watch Chuck, watch Shaq, watch Kenny. I love
best
that show.
Best
it's not even
show.
Close.
Best pre-
you compare
and
that,
show.
You compare that to football, it's not even funny.
No.
It's the personalities, but it's also they love the game.
Yeah.
And they're honest, and they talk about it. They'll rip you, and they'll not rip you. They'll praise you when it comes to it. Nuggets, Mavericks in Dallas. 5-point favorite are the Nuggets. Go Mavs. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's where you want to go in here. Knicks and Trailblazers.
You need the Knicks to
win
that one.
Here's the problem. Yeah. It's at home in Portland.
Have you seen Damian Lillard lately?
Right,
I mean,
now they're on
a tear.
Yesterday, four straight trips down the field, four threes.
Yeah.
He had 12 points in four trips.
Yeah, that
see what I just
insane.
Did there, Jason? It's called math. 4 times 3.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I am right? It is 12 points.
Yeah.
Okay, making sure. And Nets and Warriors tonight. Golden State, 15-point favorite there. So if you're looking for a little extra change, heavy on Golden State.
Yeah, you might want
to. I'm going Trailblazers on this one. And Rockets Thunder.
You know what? We need the Rockets to win.
Brody's going to play hard tonight.
But he's going to go crazy.
Right? Houston's playing well. Do you know how many games they've won in a row?
I believe it's 15 right now.
15 games in a row.
I mean, that's just insane.
They look tough.
But you know what? I'm glad they are.
Did you think Harden and Paul would get along as well as they do?
No.
And I didn't mean like get along like.
No, you mean in terms of play.
Court.
Yeah, no,
right.
Not at all. I didn't think
it's
would.
It's seamless.
Yeah, I mean.
Been a story? Has there been a Skip Bayless tweet that this is it? I haven't seen a single instance where, you know, one forced the shot and the other was, woo-woo, I'm open, and he passed it up, and there's locker room exchange or there's an on the court, it's my turn to shoot. I haven't seen that.
None of that.
At
in
all.
Fact, when they got into that little tiff with the Clippers, Chris Paul was a part of the, you know, the little conglomerate that went into the locker room. So
they followed him, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So those guys that have his back, and I believe they're 30-1 when Chris Paul, James Harden, and Clint Capella play. That one loss, Pelicans with Boogie Cousins.
There we go. See, I'm just wondering if Pepito, because when we do the golf tournament here, the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, multiple shows broadcast. You know, we're in one location as another. Would you be following me if I, you know?
What?
To say.
No. I'm not following you anywhere.
I think Brian would be first, actually.
I might.
Brian would be first.
They got to get through me
just
first.
Just to go start stuff for no reason. I don't know.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm just saying, why don't we rough up some people?
I would walk you right into the fire, man.
You see, that's what he would do.
I would do it nice. I would escort you into the fire.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
It's done nicely.
It sounds better when you say it like
so
that.
So much better.
Escort me into the fire?
Dude, you can even put your arm in mine. I'll walk you into the fire.
Well, thank you.
Little shove at the hip. Little hip check.
And watch me burn. That's really nice of you.
And then I'll throw a tripod in there.
You know what?
To
That's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, this is a shocking piece of news. Anthony Davis named Western. Actually, it's to your back. We should tweet a picture during the break.
The alligator's to my back.
Because we're on the, where was this, the porch?
Yeah.
Right?
You can call this a porch, Gus.
Back
yes.
porch of the
patio.
Of the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tripod lives right behind Jason.
Yeah, and my back is.
Yeah, here's the picture.
This is good. He's not looking, is he?
I can't see him, but you know, they kind of hide in that tall grass over there. Stop pointing at me. Anyway, Anthony Davis named Western Conference Player of the Month. All he did was lead the Pels to 3-0 week behind averages of 34 points, which ranked first in the NBA. Shooting 50% from the floor, 82% from the free throw line, 15 rebounds, which ranks third in the NBA and second in the Western Conference, 2.7 blocks, which ranks third in the NBA overall. And additionally, Davis was the only player to average at least 30-10 in the NBA over the course of the week. Davis helped propel the Pels to that two-game comeback win against Phoenix and San Antonio, which I thought were awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, again, in two completely different scenarios, right? Because you knew, right, we said, oh, here come the Suns. Battle of the death. I mean, it was coming. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get win number 9. But again, he can maybe hope lead the Pels. He's ranked second in the NBA right now in points, 28, 53% shooting from the floor, which ranks him 15th, which is crazy. You would think he'd be a little better shooter from the floor. But 11 rebounds ranks him 8th, and 2.2 blocks ranks him 2nd in the NBA right now for this season for the Pelicans. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, we'll go around the world of deportes, kind of look at some of the other top stories as well, including, again, kind of recapping some of the NFL things. Can't wait. I'm going to throw in one shots fired for you.
Ooh.
And I saw you tweet about this already. Jarvis Landry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of people talking about Jarvis Landry.
They shouldn't be.
Oh, there you go. That's coming up in hour number 2. Also, Steve Worthy having the press conference right now with media members about some of the things coming up in this year's Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Some big names coming. We'll talk about some of the pairings as well. I'll give you one leak. Bubba Watson and Sergio Garcia coming back.
Oh.
Two
Bubba
great
Watson.
Golfers to watch as well.
Oh, God. Oh, no. It was a golf cart. It was a golf cart.
It was the golf
I thought it was tripod,
he's
the alligator.
He's a little nervous about tripod as we're outside here at the TPC of Louisiana. Nice, nice afternoon. I like the cool weather.
I think it's perfect.
Now, this morning, it was like a hurricane, but, you know.
Yeah, it was hurricane-ish.
Rain is gone. Should be nice the rest of the time. Get a little last finishing touches of fall.
There you go.
Before we start getting into the 80s every single day. You're listening to the Sports Hangover Hour 1, as always, brought to you by the King Firm. Yeah, it is on ESPN New Orleans. Little top stories coming up here as we wrap up hour number 1. Daniel Salerson coming up in hour number 2. We'll get a breakdown of specifically how tight the Western Conference is. Juan Kincaid at 105. We'll go back and forth with some Saints questions here in a bit. And as always, hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm, KingInjuryFirm.com. It's the way to go check them out online.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All I just tweeted the picture at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can see Pepito's a little fearful of Tripod the Alligator. You looked really comfortable and relaxed in the wooden rocking chairs here. I can get used to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should do the show here every day.
Yeah, I think I'm just tell Thomas we're gonna just kind of hang out here. Mr. Thomas Long, the Four Kids Foundation.
I'd just rather be sitting looking at the greens.
Yeah, that is true. Your back is to the little lake, pond, marsh area between holes 9 and 8, the greens there, Pepito.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the leader, in case, you know, Tripod should happen to spring out and want to come take a walk over here, you should jump in front of Pepito.
No, actually, as the leader, I have the right view so I can see if he's coming after Jason. Jason could be the snack while I get out.
Oh, that's so terrible. You'd see, what a horrible friend.
It's about Carver. I'm thinking about myself. I'm thinking about my son.
Terrible
this guy
friend.
Actually sacrificed his wife for a shark. So, I mean, you stand no chance,
yeah, you're
Pepito.
Right. Oh, my God. I guess I better fight the alligator.
You didn't forget that story, didn't you?
No, I never will.
Nobody ever will.
Yeah, that one in the Mustang.
In Miami, and one kind of swam real quick, and I just started running.
You know, it makes sense. We've had the conversation before.
I did turn around, though, and go, and a shark.
Yeah.
As I started to run
towards the beach. As you were 200 yards away from her.
And I didn't realize until, like, step four, I'm like, I should probably turn around and grab her because she's
sacrificed.
She was just kind of like waddling there. We're like in knee deep water. She was just kind of hanging out, and this thing just went right past her.
Wow. Well, you know, you've said it
before. I saw the fin and I took off.
That
dude,
if the house was ever on fire, you would just run out with you and Einstein. And just leave Anna behind you.
This is before Carver.
This is before, clearly.
Yeah, well, I told her, I said, and she's like, why would you do it? I'm like, well, he doesn't know any better. I'm grabbing her. You can jump out the window.
Wow.
So he goes out the door, she has to jump through the glass.
Well, I'll go get Carver and Einstein, and Anna can follow. I mean, Brian, some top stories in and around the NFL again.
Wow.
KFan 100.3 saying Kirk Cousins, 3 years, 91 mil. At least that's what they're going to offer him again. Free agency doesn't start until Wednesday. Some other interesting news. What are the Rams doing on defense right now?
Rams right now, franchise tag to defensive end / defensive tackle, safety, LaMarcus Joyner. They wanted to say that they're also looking to keep some of their players, like Sammy Watkins, wide receiver, and they're also looking to add a defensive end since they traded one away. Chris Ivory now signing with the Buffalo Bills, 5.5 mil base, a 2-year deal, 3.25 mil guaranteed, and it could be worth as much as 6 mil max. Jaguars are going to let Allen Robinson, wide receiver, test the free agency market, see what's going on with that. And Baltimore, it's looking like they're going to be trying to get them a wide receiver. Dante Moncrief, formerly of the Colts, he's going to be a guy that they're looking at. The most important news right now is that, according to Chris Mortensen from ESPN, the Philadelphia Eagles have been getting a whole lot of phone calls about one Nick Foles, and I think Kirk Cousins' deal or potential deal has a lot to do with Nick Foles becoming the new hot commodity. So it could be that a guy who's on the back burner, maybe like one of these quarterbacks are trying to get signed, like a Teddy Bridgewater, Case Keenum, those type of guys, they're probably going to have to take a backseat to see what happens to Nick Foles after Kirk Cousins' deal is done.
It'll be interesting to see where free agency, again, will start impacting a lot of these different teams. Brian, obviously in the division, you cover the NFC South here as well. Obviously, going into free agency, it's kind of along the same lines of going into the draft in terms of key issues for some of these teams in the Panthers, the Falcons, and Buccaneers. But really, I guess for the Falcons, it's about getting that extension right now for Matt Ryan.
That extension for Matt Ryan is number one priority. They also have wide receiver Taylor Gabriel. He's a free agent, so they have to figure out what they're going to do on a slot. And they're trying to bring in Michael Bennett, defensive end from Seattle. There's rumors of them trying to work out a deal right now. And that brings me to Seattle, who it seems as if they'll be rebuilding their defense and maybe their entire team right now. The only person that's really under contract that's worth anything are Doug Baldwin and Russell Wilson. So I think they're going to be in full rebuild mode over there in Seattle.
And again, it might prove as to why maybe they were essentially are saying Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, he's gone pretty much.
Go peace out and go enjoy another team. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in hour number two. Something that's interesting that I want to talk to you about. Kevin Love has opened up. And he wrote a little piece, and it's something that a lot of players are doing it over on the Players Tribune. And he opened up today in a piece that he wrote about mental health, saying that he's suffered from panic attacks and things of that nature, and discusses suffering panic attack during the game and going into it. What's interesting is here's a guy that by LeBron and some other players have either made fun of or things of that nature. I'm not even kind of going in that aspect, but we hear about the school shootings and things of that nature. Football players dealing with mental health issues, maybe because of concussions, things of that nature. But there's also another element of mental health in which we can probably sometimes overlook and misunderstand. I've talked to you the analogy I've said before, too, in the past, right? I tell my wife, don't even bother with message boards. Don't look at it. It can get hateful, right? Online can get hateful. And I think you see a lot of suicides and things of that nature at the team level because you can't get away from it, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. That said, with these athletes, Brian, when you have a bad game or something happens, they destroy. There's GIFs to make fun of them and things of that nature. I think it's good that he opens up. I hope he doesn't get made fun of because I think it probably took a lot to come out and go, I had a panic attack in the game. We think of sports athletes as being great or champions that can handle pressure.
Yeah.
And I think from this aspect, it maybe opens up a new level and look as to maybe how we critique athletes.
He's also the second player that's done this now because DeMar DeRozan of the Toronto Raptors also wrote about his health, his battles with mental health issues. And I think that it's great for guys to come out because, as you said, we look at these athletes like they're superhuman. And for them to have their flaws and put them on display and say, you know what, here's what I go through so you guys can look at me. It's not, you know, we're not all superhuman. We're just like you guys. We're just, you know, maybe playing a sport that you want to do.
But Peter, would you say there's a stigma in the past, just with people in general, if I needed to go get help, if I needed to see a psychologist, if I needed to see a shrink just for life's things or things of that nature, I mean, isn't there like, you feel like there's been a stigma in the past?
Oh, there's always been a stigma for that. Absolutely. People get targeted with those labels all the time, and it's hard to break that.
Right.
It's hard to break that.
And I think that's what's great about this. I mean, he describes that in the November 5th loss to the Hawks, he had stomach pain, shortness of breath. He was actually taken to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with having a panic attack. Stress-related, I think, family members or friends, we've all had that. Sometimes where things are going wrong, whether it's job-related or whatever, you know, how am I going to pay the bills or things like that. You can sort of get that. It affects you a lot of ways. I guess just we may don't always think about it from an athlete standpoint. But I think it's interesting that he does it. I wonder how many others will do it. Because it takes a lot of courage because he has been picked on by his superstar player on his team.
Right.
But that's changed.
Oh, very much so.
He hasn't been like that. So you wonder if some conversations has
been. Because there's always that alpha male sort of presentation that you
see
in sports.
Absolutely right. You're weak. Yeah. It's seen as a sign of weakness if you can't handle pressure. What do you mean you're going to go see a shrink because something's wrong with your family?
I can't be vulnerable. Oh, my God.
That's exactly right. Medication or talking to somebody that helps you.
Which is the complete opposite. You should be vulnerable. And you should go through all those motions to be mentally better.
Yeah.
Instead of holding it in.
Again, Love also left after a loss to the Thunder in January, which was described as an illness. That exit led to a fiery team meeting, if you remember that.
That was the Isaiah Thomas leading the
and
charge meeting.
Where is Isaiah Thomas?
He gone.
So you wonder if that was part of the reason. Again, there's a lot of things that happened behind the scenes, but it's interesting because that was one of those where he felt like he got ambushed.
Yeah.
And we've always looked at, and the Saints this past year, right, winning.
Yep.
Locker rooms are what? Close. Locker rooms are supportive. And I think when people saw him do that, Isaiah Thomas
was shot. It was time for him to go. Yeah, it was time for him to go.
So now you know why. He was done. Shots fired on deck. Brian's warmed up. Bebito, you're looking good. No three-legged alligator on his way now, but there's two hours to come. We'll speak with Steve Worthy of the TPC, of the Four Kids Foundation, rather, as we're live at the TPC Classic of New Orleans. Coming up next month, Media Day today, the King Injury Firm, sponsors of hour number one. We'll be back with hour number two on ESPN New Orleans.